Nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts. Is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing.
Yeah, I can't talk right now.
If you don't want to move, you suffer a cry and hate and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
Better. Right here on WPFW. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
All right. A little chilly out there. Understatement.
I know, but it's going to get warm next week.
Like
into the 50s. I mean,
that's like the checks in the mail next week. Yeah. You know, I'm cold now. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to
you become soft. You become soft.
Ah, whatever. Welcome to Community Watching Comment Friday edition with yours truly, Ron Pinchback and Chip Jones. All right. First of all, welcome everybody. We're starting off our new year, y'all.
2026.
New year, yeah, man. And, you know, one of the great things about PFW is that, you know, we always have room for another issue or more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we take pride in, you know, being the voice of the people. And today, you know, we're going to be opening our phone lines. Because we want to know your thoughts on the direction and tenor, you know, of the new year. A lot of stuff on the plate that WPFW is going to be, you know, dealing with,
right,
as we always do, and. You know, the question is this morning is, what are your expectations, you know, for 2026?
Yeah, your hopes, your dreams, your expectations. Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, mm-hmm. You know. And first of all, I want to say thanks again to all you listeners out there who supported WPFW over the years. And we really, really, really appreciate that, keeping us, you know, on point. And this morning, you know, we're inviting your thoughts on, you know, what are your expectations, you know, for the coming, well, not for the coming year, for the new year. All right. So give us a call at 202-580-8893. Share your thoughts about the new year. What are your expectations? The good, bad, and ugly. And you know, share your thoughts right here on PFW. This morning, I've invited Katia Stitt, our program director, to chime in, because there's a lot that the station is going to be covering, you know, as we do every year. And we have some priorities, and you have some priorities, and what you would like to see, you know, PFW cover, you know, more or less. And joining me is our program director. I've invited her, Katia Stitt. And because, once again, this is the people station, and we have a myriad of issues concerning the people. And we'd like to get your thoughts about, you know, things that you would like to see the station cover more or less. And so here we go. First of all, I want to say good morning to Katia Stitt, our program director here at WPFW.
You're here.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Happy
good
New
morning.
Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy we made New it. Year. We made it. The people
exactly.
made it, right?
Literally. So, you know, with a sense of optimism and a sense of realism, mm-hmm. we're going to approach this as you know, as best we can, because once again, VFW has a history of covering the things that others either don't or don't do an adequate job. So, without further ado, I want to welcome our program director, Katia Stitt. Good morning, Katia.
Good morning, Ron, and good morning, Chip. I'm so delighted to be with you this morning. Thank you for the invitation. Full disclosure, we got to let the people know that I am on with you all right now, but I'm also engineering today, so I might say, you know, hold that thought and get the phone and then come back.
We're in two minutes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, as you mentioned, WPFW, first of all, you know, we stand on big shoulders, the shoulders of Lauren Kress Love and Greg Millard mm-hmm. and Denise Oliver and Grace Cavalieri was there. Von Martin was there at the beginning. So many, you know, who were part of the WPFW family, who really informed what this station would look like, what kind of house would we be. And so as program director, as you all know, I really try to uphold that mission and that vision that they held for making sure that we are responsive to the people in every aspect, whether we're talking about culture, whether we're talking about social justice, whether we're talking about, you know, the health or the healing that comes from ourselves and from, you know, eating proper food and all the things that entails. Whatever it is, WPFW has tried to be for the people, and as your theme song says, we talk to the people. And so we have some wonderful things planned for the new year on January 19th, which will be the King holiday. Half of the day we will spend talking about about King, the Pan-Africanist King, and King and Black nationalism. And I know Julianne Malveaux and Mark Thompson and Joni Eisenberg will be unpacking that. And then, as we've done with Congo and Haiti, we will be spending the balance of the day in the spirit of the internationalist King, the Pan-Africanist King, MLK. We will be lifting up Haiti and you know, exploring all things Haiti as the first sovereign Black republic. And, you know, we can't mm-hmm. forget that, because and I know, Chip, you have some things to say about this. I would love to hear your viewpoint, being of Haitian descent. But, you know, we can't forget how, you know, just like these other countries we see, whether it's Palestine, of course, we talk about it, Congo or Venezuela, what's happening there, or, you know, Cuba or Sudan, how, especially though Haiti, the way they basically have been paying the price, because they said enough. They said, no, we're not right. We're not going this way. This is not for us. And
they were ostracized.
Yeah, completely. Well, ostracized, decimated. I mean, the fact that they had to pay, and you know this better than I, Chip, but they were repaying France for their freedom. I mean, come on now. I just like
till the 1940s.
Exactly. I mean,
a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Go right ahead.
And that is one of the reasons why they were so impoverished, because what Haiti had in the way of currency for Europe, for France, was that wood. You know, all that Louis XIV, you know, furniture came from Haitian wood. And so they deforced themselves to pay for their freedom.
Right.
And that's why Haiti has such a hard time feeding itself, because without the trees to hold the soil,
right,
you know, to hold the grass, to grow the fruits and vegetables. So,
yes. And so, you know, but that is the way imperialism works, right? That's the way that imperialism works, the way colonialism works. What we saw, you know, King Leopold making basically Congo his just private yard, backyard. I mean, that's what it was. And again, they paid the price with the assassination of Patrice Lumumba, but the continued exploitation until now. And so if we talk about the Americas, if we talk about Africa, if we talk about Asia, there is this legacy of imperialism for the sake of making the West rich and keeping these other countries that are not poor countries. They're not poor countries. They are being forcibly impoverished because they're being the resources are being stolen, so it can't support the people. So anyway, we are really excited to unpack that. And Eugenia Charles, who does Compete Lakai, is the co-producer on this special day of programming, so you'll hear more about that. You know, we lost Roberta Flack, and how can we this year, and how can we not pay tribute to her on WPFW with an extended day of programming, you know, our own hometown hero. So we have that. We were privileged to be at Bus Boys and Poets for New Year's Eve, and Andy Schlaal put together a really wonderful program. You know, many of us in the activist community didn't feel, you know, I'm sure the people between the occupation in the streets, the kidnappings, the genocide in several places, Palestine, Congo, Sudan, and so many other places, you know, there's a list, right? So with all of that happening, a lot of people just didn't feel right to celebrate, you know, with so much suffering in the world. But it was a wonderful gathering in that Mosab Abu Toha, the award-winning Palestinian poet, was there and joined us and gave us some really heartening words. Medea Benjamin, of course, talking about what we can do and the activism of Code Pink was there and speaking. Chris Smalls was there and spoke about how the port workers, and specifically in Italy, Italy is shutting it down right now for Palestine. And you know, you don't hear this. You hear it on PFW. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media, right? The ports are closed. They're shutting it down for Palestine. The high schoolers are shutting it down in their schools for Palestine. The same thing in colleges there, the unions there. And so Chris Smalls is leading an effort to ensure that our unions, right, work on the side of right. And so there is a general strike called for February 6th. He expounded some on that with his new organization. We hope to be able to definitely bring his voice to the air to talk about this, but also to be in solidarity and create a day of programming that he will participate in. Of course, we will have Mosab Abu Toha on to not only speak about his poetry, but about his activism. You know, we will continue basically trying to do the good work that we have done here, or I'd like to think we've done here, but we also do that only with the people's support. So that's kind of how things are looking.
That's just a short list. Okay. Thanks to you guys out there. Thanks to you listeners and supporters. That's just a short list. And that's what's so astounding about, you know, PFW is that, you know, we cover things that no one wants to even try to cover, you know. So,
and
once again, that's because of you folks.
Can I just interject something, Ron? I want to say not only do we cover it, but our programmers do not use the language of the oppressor when we cover it. The legacy media uses the language of oppressor. So, you know, we don't call Hamas terrorists, for instance. They are the freedom-fighting military arm, just like there was a military arm of the Black Panthers, just like there was a, you know what I mean? Like, there are military arms of a political organization, and that is how we speak of it, you know, whatever with Maduro, whatever his people feel about him, right? He is to us, we do not refer to him as a dictator. That is not our place. Our place is to give you the news of what's happening, but not to, in the process of that, give it spin or to demonize those that are being demonized by our institutions, because they demonize them for a particular aim, a particular goal, and it is not the goal or the aim of the people, whether we're talking about in our country or outside of the United States.
The program is Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition, with yours truly, Ron Pinchback and Chip Jones. And special guest this morning is WPFW's program director, Katia Stitt. And most importantly, you, because we're asking the questions. What are your expectations for 2026? You know, the good, the bad, the ugly. And there's something for every category out there, folks. The intimidation of the citizenry is ongoing. ICE is running rampant in our communities. Mm-hmm. The people are being arrested and intimidated and
they're being brutalized. I mean, it's not even mental. I mean, they are physically brutalizing.
Physically. And this is ongoing, folks. And you know, these are things that you have expressed concerns about. We're not getting full coverage of these things elsewhere. So WPFW steps into that breach, you know, to inform and enlighten and provide opportunity for our listeners, you know, to weigh in on these things. You folks make more sense than a zillion the politicians that are out there, and it's always refreshing to hear what you folks have to say and get your opinions about things. So this morning, we're opening our phone lines. What are your expectations for 2026? The good, the bad, the ugly? Give us a call at 202-588-0893. And keep in mind that we have some new protocols in place in terms of phone calls. We want to hear from you. Everybody that calls will get their 2 minutes, and basically that's it, you know. So, you know, give us a thought, give us a call, you know, share your thoughts about these issues and more right here on your station for Jazz and Justice, WPFW. Now, you know, we've got so many spheres of problems out there. It's incredible how many things that you know, we're concerned about will have to be dealt with. Can't just sweep them under the rug, and so that's why we're asking you to share your thoughts about what is actually taking place on the ground, on our airwaves.
What's important to you?
Yeah, what's important to you? You know, and once again, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, 202-588-0893. That's the number for Community Watch and Comment. Share your thoughts and share your opinions. That's what PFW is all about, providing the voice for the voiceless. All right. Well, new year, guys. You know, any thought on... on what, you know, once again, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, the good is that another year is under the belt.
Well, it's a scary year, and it doesn't bode well for the future. You know, we're looking at we've just crossed into the new year, and people are going to be losing their health care because they simply can't afford it. And on the flip side of that, the person in charge of the CDC and HHS, you know, is a non-vaxxer. And I understand the idea that Big Pharma has done some terrible things, but in light of what we're looking at, I mean, kids dying from whooping cough, you know, that hasn't happened in three decades. We've got a measles epidemic that's reached 2,000 cases. And I think, you know, just five years ago, we had 13 for a whole year. And now we're at 2,000. And so things... Let's get to it.
All right, 202-580-8893. Good morning. Welcome to the WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Oh, okay, it is me.
The good, the bad, the ugly. What are your thoughts?
Okay, I don't know what's going to happen in the new year. No, I'm not a prophet or anything, but I am very happy that we have WPFW still, and I hope that they continue. It continues. And I think that, you know, PFW does a lot of good things. For example, I disagree with your statement about RFK. I think RFK just goes for a narrative with regards to Israel, but with regards to vaccines and other things, he looks at scientific data. And I think that the United States, you got to realize, we're 79th in terms of health. And, you know, we're number one in cost. We're 79th. And I think that he, when I've heard him six times so far, he's gone against experts, and he does not sound like he's crazy. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, and I like what he says. I do like what he says.
That says it all.
I also recognize that the pharmaceutical companies put forth a lot of money to get rid of any critics of pharmaceutical companies, and they especially put it forth with PBS stations. And they took over from the oil companies as the number one funder. And when I listen to things, even Democracy Now!, I never hear his response. And I hear the same things that, you know, I heard just a minute ago. But that's just the thing. I disagree. I may not be right, but I disagree. And I like the fact that WPFW is there so I can make my disagreement.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
That's what it is about, for providing an opportunity for you to render your opinion. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Welcome to the program. The good, the bad, the ugly. The year coming up, or the year that is just, once again, not quite in the rearview mirror yet, but a lot of stuff is going on out there.
Ma'am, are you there?
Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. I was just waiting
for good morning.
Talking so I could say hi. I was just waiting for it to finish talking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First, I would like to say Happy New Year to everybody. I would like to talk about a new book that is called The Blue Road to Trump Hell, How Corporate Democrats Paved the Way for Autocracy. And I realize that, you know, you all get irritated when I bring the subject up, especially since now that I have documentation that backs up what I've been trying to say, and others of us callers have been trying to say about the Democratic Party. And then the constant trying to fearmonger. And I would like to continue by saying, connect that to the election of Mondani. He just got inaugurated yesterday. And the fact is that Mondani I would like to say that it was the, ironically, it was the immigrants along with us that basically did not buy into this fear mongering and basically said that they were going to stick together and prove that you do not have to fight, you do not have to vote for a genocidal maniac versus a genocidal maniac or a candidate that, candidate first that worked in the corporate interest versus another candidate that works for the, in the corporate interest, or that we have to work, we have to vote for a candidate for, that votes for their own oppression versus another candidate to, vote to, that basically, participates in our own oppression. So that's all what, right. So
thank you for your comments.
That's my comment, and I expect for this new year that we follow this lead and not vote for these types of candidates. And
the all right, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
DC being one of the main ones.
All right, appreciate your thoughts. 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW Community Watching Comment. Comments, 2 minutes. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Sir, are you there?
Should we move on to the next one?
Let's do that.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a next one, but he is here. Let me try to make sure that he maybe stepped away from the phone. I do want to, if I could, just chime in regarding the last caller. And I want to be clear that there is no, I shouldn't say, I was going to say that all political, the entire political spectrum is represented here on WPFW if you listen to our programming. However, that is not the case. We're not representing the MAGA, you know what I mean? The MAGA state. But I will say, starting with the Democrats and moving left, there is a plethora of political thought represented in the programs that we have. And if you listen, you might hear like a Black Alliance for Peace and what their stance is. You might hear many of us talk about socialism, communism even. So we are not a monolith here at WPFW. And there are some Democrats, you know, dyed-in-the-wool blue Democrats. And that's okay. I mean, there is space for us all. We have to have the dialogue so we can get to what we all want to get to, which is true liberation for all people. We want to get to what Mamdani is envisioning. I mean, he's talking about, you know, making sure that the rents are frozen. He's talking about free childcare. No matter where you are on the political spectrum, that raises all boats. You know what I mean? Right. This is it helps everyone. We're talking about real universal health care, like in other countries, and it's not impossible. People talk about it, it's so impossible. I can tell you from my own experience, I've been in Europe and gotten really sick and put in the hospital, and I did not end up with a huge bill, and I'm not even European. I'm not part of the EU because they have a system of health care that put people first. Put people first. So no matter where we are on the political spectrum on WPFW, we are all for the liberation of all people. Now let me try to find this caller.
All right. And keep in mind, folks, you know, once again, there's always ongoing breaking news, and the entire Somali community, you know, in Minnesota is under attack. Okay, 202-588-0893 is the number to call. And, you know, over this fraud issue, you know, it's amazing how, you know, we can go after fraud, you know, that's going to affect individual, you know, citizens, families, without recourse. You know, businesses are being closed. And once again, that was done because of a video that was put out there. Unsubstantiated video.
No, it was not only unsubstantiated, it was fake. I mean, let's be honest. Even Republicans are coming out and saying, okay, this was fraudulent. I mean, it was not true. And it was put out there to basically follow the Trump agenda of attacking people of color. And this idea that the Biden administration let this go on, the Biden administration actually were the people that investigated the fraud after the initial reports of it were under the Trump administration, and even the characterizing this as being Somali when. You know, the biggest fraud, the food fraud, was actually started by a white woman. And it's like we see over and over again where they sling fake dirt while they're you know, pardoning big money crimes, you know.
I mean, people that have
stolen, you know, $1.7 billion from Medicare. And the key thing about this is when Trump pardons these people, then they are no longer on the hook on making restitution, on giving the money back that they stole.
202-588-0893-2026. Good morning. You on WPFW. The good, the bad, the ugly. What are your expectations for the coming year? Good morning.
Happy New Year, Chip. Happy New Year, Ron, and to all the WPFW family. I fear that there's going to be a tipping point with all the brutality and violence that ICE and all the MPD and are bringing down on the people in D.C. and all over the country. Unfortunately, we're living in a time where people want Barabbas. You may not understand the Bible thing. They picked Barabbas over Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we are living in that time. There was something else I wanted to say, but now, once again, D.C., free D.C. Everybody hold on, hold the line, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you for making it. You got, you know, cities losing, you know, the leadership, almost the entire D.C. government is, okay, is looking at what the power vacuums that are emerging, you know, in the cities. People are stepping away, you know, because of intimidation by, you know, the forces that be. And, you know, a lot of that leadership is not going to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, that's what's happening here. When you make false accusations or when you accuse, you know, people of doing things that, you know, weren't necessarily true. I heard you. And we will, once again, intimidate people into leaving, intimidate good people into leaving the service, you know, of government. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron, Chip, Katia. Happy New Year. This year, I hope some of the dangerous that has befallen us in the last 2 to 3 years can change. One of the things I want to talk about is the current murder that's taken place by this administration in the Caribbean. And the mainstream media does not focus on the response and the complaints from the CARICOM nations, like Barbados, you know, Jamaica, and other islands, because it's the overflights are affecting tourism, and you can just imagine what it's like having those an armada in these flights parading over your skies, not to mention your fishermen being murdered, like the two Trinidadians that were killed, and they certainly were not drug dealers. A caller called about the what sounds like a conspiracy, you know, in terms of vaccines. And I don't consider myself a deep conspiracy person, but we've had callers in the past that have weighed in on that issue. And I thought it was really interesting in terms of their point of view. They weren't given an opportunity to complete it. But what I want to say is a lot of conspiracy becomes a true reality, JFK case being one of them. But the vaccines, I just do, and this is my own conspiracy theory, that I don't think we took the administration, was overwhelmed by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and I did not think that the COVID vaccine was properly administered, and a loss of confidence came from a lot of the population, and because it's being pushed by the right wing, here we have a Secretary of Health that I don't consider to be the most competent Secretary of Health, changing policy, and some of the policies which need to be examined aren't examined the proper way. But I just want to say Happy New Year again and take my calls off the line. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, the... it's a this vaccine issue is coming, you know, full circle, and you know, children are being affected in all parts of the country, and unfortunately, the new panel that's supposed to be dealing with these issues is, you know, making, you know, decisions that are affecting, you know, children, seniors, adults. Children are dying.
Yes, I mean that's the thing. Children are dying, and we're seeing epidemic rises in measles, you know, whooping cough. I mean, diseases that we, you know, 5-10 years ago said were conquered, you know. We even got polio coming back. I mean, it's like, so I mean, we can go back and forth about whether these guys are a big pharma are doing the best job, but at least we can look at the numbers of where we're headed and say that's going in a bad direction. Because people are dying.
All right, 202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. Joining me is our program director here at WPFW, Ms. Katia Stitt. We invited her because the station is embroiled in these issues, trying to bring some truth to light. Some fairness and some credibility, and you know, it's important for our listeners to have that opportunity. So let's get back to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron, Chip.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. And our esteemed board member, Michelle. Tingling Clemens, let's just say that.
Michelle.
Thank you. I don't know how esteemed I am, but yes, I'm definitely a board member. I'm sorry, I was getting ready to call, and then I got a call, so I didn't hear a lot of what's happened just before me, but they said, what are the things that we'd like to hear more of or like to hear? So there's a couple of things I'd like. One is, I love community watch and comment, even when some of the people calling in really annoying or, you know, make me angry. But they make me think. And it's a really good exercise and opportunity to deal with people that I don't necessarily agree with. So I think it's really important. And I'd really love to see it. Like, it used to be on a regular basis, but now it's only on Fridays. And I recognize that it takes a special skill to take those kinds of assaults and hear those things and not jump into it. But I think it's really important if we could have it more than once a week. So I would love to see that. And I know I hear a lot, and I hear a lot in the general media, but where things are being characterized as radical. I mean, I listened to the inauguration of Mamdani yesterday, and, you know, the things that they claimed were radical were things like free child care, things like affordable
How about that?
You know, things like affordable housing. How is that radical?
Radical.
Except for somebody who never has had to worry about the cost of those things, because we're paying for all of it, like our Congress people and like the oligarchs who think that they run the world. But I think that PFW is extremely unique, not only in this area, but in the country. But I would like to periodically hear more actual radical voices online talking about some of these issues, so that there would be actually a real reflection and comparison of what is radical and what is not. I mean, like brothers like Vijay Prashad, for example. I couldn't think of all of the names, but we used to have Richard Wolf on a regular basis, and you don't hear him anymore. He talked about worker co-ops and a lot of things that would be really helpful to us since we're looking for alternatives. Oof. Okay, does that mean that my time is up?
No, that's
phone.
Aaron, okay. Phone call. It's for me, so we're going to just ignore that.
Okay. But the one last thing that I wanted to add to that is that I'm still filled with a great deal of hope, because as I see more people recognize that this is our country and they can't do any more to us than we allow them to do, and as a result, they're getting active because they're offended by this assumption that they're just a bunch of sheep. We're not just a bunch of sheep, people. We are the engines of the world. We are the workers. We're the ones who make and produce and distribute everything. And if you didn't understand how really awesome we are, we create our own replacements. Come on. What other work tool do they have that recreate themselves? So don't ever think that we can't do anything, because everything that is good in this world and a lot of the things that are bad, these are things that we did, we created, we built. You know, we came up with ideas, and then we tried to put them in place, and then sometimes we find out that those were good ideas. But that's a learning process. That's how human beings function. So we got to work. We got to learn. We got to try. We got to make mistakes. But those mistakes must be understood as learning opportunities. All right? So anyway.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. And
beginning of 2026.
Yes, and I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to take you off the air because, you know, we take our answers off the air now, but I will respond a little bit if Ron and Chip allow me to some of the points you brought up. So we do play Vijay Prashad, and we play Arundhati Roy, and we do play Dr. Richard Wolf. We used to have his program here, and as often is the case, just to be clear, with syndicated programs, I mean, we're fortunate that On the Ground began here, so it's one of ours, so... because it's one of our programs, you know, Esther makes sure that when Pledge Drive comes around, she does pledge shows for us in a way that some of this other syndicated programming cannot. They don't have the staff to produce a Pledge Drive show for WPFW. And it gets a little complicated if one of our staff members have to pitch around a show that is completely packaged, because, you know, breaking in, you don't want to lose content. But, you know, and we often have radical voices as guests. I mean, if you listen to Anthony Rogers Wright program or Jackie Lukman, Netfa Freeman and Craig Hall, Voices with Vision, I mean, they do certainly present something. And I don't like to really call anyone liberation is not radical.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think what Vijay Prashad talks about is not radical. It is wanting to envision a world where everyone is truly equal, where everyone has access to what they need, where everyone is taken care of. That's what we're talking about. So anyway, that's just my take. Is
yeah, PD. radical was a label put on by the establishment.
Exactly, and it's one honestly to discount us. This is what it does, right. You know. Like, and exactly. Some of the things they call radical are absolutely ridiculous. You know. So anyway, I'm going to go to the next caller, gentlemen. You have another
right,
caller.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW? Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good.
Hello,
morning.
Caller.
Yeah, I have a quick question. When it comes to the vaccines, why is it that we do not generally distinguish between the ones which we almost everybody took from the COVID shot? Because I do believe in vaccines. I took basically all of them, except the COVID shot. And right now it has been found that COVID shots have their own issues. UK, France, Germany, many of these European countries have decided that they are not going to give any more vaccine COVID shots to anybody, except those are immunocompromised. In fact, UK says, or above 75 years of age. So we have to distinguish between the shots of COVID, which in Africa they were not taken, you know, maybe like 5-6%, and we had the least COVID death. Believe me, every country that had the highest COVID vaccination has the highest COVID death. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
All right. You know, we have this ongoing issue with people in SNAP, for example, losing their benefits. You know, it's a very, very serious problem for elderly, you know, for unemployed, for children. This administration is using intimidated. Okay, are intimidated by the by these folks that want to, you know, eliminate these programs at all costs, without fear, without you know, without consideration, you know, of the citizens. The whole healthcare thing right now, unfortunately, is mired in confusion. People don't know what's going to happen with their insurance. But can you imagine, you know, the country, you know, not having people not having the ability to purchase insurance anymore? So let's go to that caller. The insurance debacle is alive and well. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show. What are your impressions? What are your thoughts about the coming year? The good, the bad, the ugly? Share your thoughts. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Oh, I guess we lost.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on out there that WPFW can help unpack, you know, shed some light on. And it's very important because, you know, people just don't know. Okay? They just don't know. They don't know, you know, fact from fiction. And
Okay.
Okay, then let's go to the callers then. Good morning. Welcome to WPFW.
Is that me?
That's
yes, you.
You
do.
Okay, well, listen, let me tell you how excited I am to hear that Ron Pinchback is still on the air. I had not listened to the radio for a while, so I totally agree with a lot of the things that people have said about the value of WPFW. There is nothing like it. I don't know how radical it is, but if you're looking for a projection, one of the things that needs to happen is we can't have criminals holding public office. You see where that gets you. The other thing that needs to happen is we need to have term limits for everything, not just executive branches, but also legislative and judicial branches. And the last thing, somebody said something about child care is not radical. I agree with that. I just want to put this in because I didn't know this guy, this Kurt guy. I'd never heard of him until the day he died. And when I looked him up, you talk about extreme and radical. I just couldn't believe that this is a guy they were worshiping. I thought they were going to nail him to the cross because he was the way that they were sanctifying this guy. Anyway, I think that we have a day to turn the page, and I think we'll be a better country once we get people's eyes wide open. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Eyes wide open. Indeed.
That's the thing, is we got to be vigilant. You know, this stuff that slides through that people don't notice that down the road is going to be a big issue. This changing of the postmark date on letters now, you know, it doesn't seem like a big thing, but when it comes down to elections with mail-in ballots, you have no idea when they're going to stamp that as being received. So your ballot could, if you think, well, I'll wait till the day a mail-in ballot's supposed to be in and take it to the post office, well, they're not going to stamp it as received that day. They're going to do it when it's processed. They're going to do it when it's processed days later. So now your mail-in ballot is no good because it's considered late. So these are the things we've got to be vigilant about and try to fight back against.
And keep in mind, midterms are on the horizon. And the tricksters are out there highly engaged in intimidation and throwing sand in the works.
Right, taking away your vote.
Taking away your vote, you know. So, and of course, this is another issue that WPFW and Pacifica will be dealing very heavily with in the coming months because it's such an important election that's coming up. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, am I on the air? This is Nicole.
Yes, you are.
Okay, fantasmagorical. I like your show. I was totally pleased and enthused with yesterday's show. It was amazing. The music was incredible. And this morning I tuned in because the climate work is most of what I do. And I that's the only stumbling block I have with WPFW. I think, I don't know how much programming you actually have the power to do, but we need more on the ground reporting in climate change. And that's all I have to say. I thank WPFW and all your incredible volunteers. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. Climate change. You know, that's another huge one, you know, programs are being dismantled. The Environmental Protection Agency. Okay. So let's go to another caller before we have to get up out of here. And so far, thanks all of you folks that have made calls. It's been very, very enlightening. Okay. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate your longevity, how long you've been on this program. I like the way you've been edifying influence to the people who listen, a calming influence too. Peacemakers are valuable, just like the Bible says, blessed are peacemakers. Ron, blessed are you, peacemaker, okay? I'm a Christian, and I tell you, the way I hear this word, Christian used on this station, we can't be together like that. We need to stand up together. But let me give you a couple of guidelines so you know what Christian is. The Bible says that God is love. That makes Jesus Christ, who certainly is God, is love. Christianity is the process of love. It's the way people do that love, okay? And the problem, though, with Christianity is the Christians, because we are not hardly perfect. That's only for Jesus. And we make mistakes. And if Jesus Christ himself said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, of course, Muslims and Hindus and everybody else got their own not perfect situations, okay? But it offends me and hurts me terribly to hear people on these programs say Christians did that. And if it's not love, it's not Christian. It's just that simple. If it's not love, it's not Jesus Christ. And I would like to stop hearing so many people spew out all this blasphemy and heresy against Christians, Jesus Christ, and Christianity. That's where we are.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. Okay, I'm sure there are people out there that once again agree with you and disagree with you, but nonetheless, that's what POW is for. Open the dialogue. Open your hearts. Open your minds. Blessed are the peacemakers. And PFW and Pacifica is a, what you call it, a vessel for peace. We need more vessels for peace. Okay. All right, Chip.
All right. It looks like we wasted another hour. Just kidding. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Yeah, how about that? Katia, thank you very much for sharing our platform this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
And all you listeners out there, thank you so much. You know, keep your dials set. 89.3 FM WPFW.
We got the blues coming up next, don't we?
And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to? To tell your troubles, tell them too. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jam and Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
On Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign black republic. From 9 a.m. until noon, we examine the Pan-Africanist legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. From noon until midnight, we center Haiti, her history, triumphs, troubles, and culture. That's Injustice Anywhere, honoring the Pan-Africanist MLK and Haiti, the first sovereign black republic. Monday, January 19th, 9 a.m. until midnight. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The Birchmere presents Derek Gripper and Balake Sissoko, January 14th. Avery Sunshine, January 17th. Will Downing, January 30th and 31st. And Babatunde Hip Hopper, February 1st. Details at birchmere.com.
Good news, family. You can now take WPFW everywhere you go with our brand new WPFW radio app. Stream Jazz and Justice live, listen to archived shows, view the program schedule and playlists, donate, and more, all right from your phone. Download the WPFW radio app today from Apple App or Google Play Stores. WPFW in your pocket. Jazz and Justice wherever you are.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington.